para filmar-te. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. On one occasion in the majlis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, faqihul ummah, like it happened sometimes, it just loudly it came out, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Sometimes a person while sitting, standing, or just like that, some words he just says, it comes out a little bit louder. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, faqihul ummah, atadri ma ma'ana la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Do you know the meaning of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah? And from here also we learn that a majlis, for example, just starts off something like that. Somebody said, like Abdullah ibn Salam one time came to the majlis, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his name, Abdus Salam, started off the majlis. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, do you know the meaning? He said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu alam. We are two things, one was adab and respect. That this was very common, a very great feature of the Sahaba, adab and respect. And unfortunately, this is a quality which is almost totally gone out of us. Today, no respect for one's parents, no respect for one's, the wife doesn't respect the husband doesn't respect the wife, there isn't respect left. And because of that, we have been made mahroom, denied of lot of good from Allah Ta'ala, lot of barakah. We feel, what is respect? Doesn't matter, you can speak as you want to, you can say things as you want to, but we become deprived. Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, after discussing the importance of adab and respect, then he pleads and makes dua to Allah, Ya Allah, grant me respect. Let me have adab in everything. Adab is a very, very great thing. Adab of the Quran Sharif today, that is also gone very less. Adab of kitabs, adab of everything. So anyway, the Sahaba were an embodiment of adab and respect. So on that account, he said it, or in actual fact, like many people. One time our Sheikh asked one person, Mufti Abdul Muqit, what is the meaning of Al Muqit? He was a Mufti, he didn't know the meaning. So then Hazrat explaining, the one who gives food, the one who gives food. So just like that, la hawla wa la quwwata, generally people with general people don't know the meaning. And sadly, what a great thing which we will try and discuss now. But what we have reduced it to, like we see a pig, we say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Or somebody say somebody made some guna, or we see talk about somebody's guna, or a bad condition, we say la hawla wa la quwwata. Whereas la hawla wa la quwwata is such a great kanz min kunuzil jannah. It's a treasure from the treasures of Jannah. Kanz min tahtil arsh. It's a treasure from under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And kanz, treasure, means that something which is very, very valuable, but we don't know we got it. Like if you got 2 million rand, 10 million rand, you know it's in your account, you know where you have kept it, it's yours. But if there's some 10 million rand buried in your garden and you don't know about it, and when you find it, this is what you call a treasure, that you have it but you don't know you have got it. So that's why la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah has been referred to as a treasure by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all got it. From our grade 1 days we learned the kalima, we learned la hawla wa la quwwata, but what a treasure it is, we don't know. So then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the meaning of what is la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And the meaning, la hawla amma asiyatillah illa bi ismatillah, that there is no turning away from the disobedience, the gunas of Allah Ta'ala, only by the protection of Allah. When Allah puts his ismat on a person, then a person can get saved. Wala quwwata ala ta'atillah illa bi'awnillah, and know there is no power to do any good only by the help of Allah. Only if Allah helps you. So, la hawla an ma'asiyatillah, that we cannot turn away from guna, but by the help of Allah. From this we can understand, and in this field, because we don't understand it, we are very negligent. A person cannot save, people are so much involved in guna. They want to save themselves from guna, but they can't. They feel that we just can't, because we haven't got the ismat of Allah. So you first have to make connection with Allah. Allah grants you is ismat, then you will save yourself from guna. Yeah, also we make a big mistake and we think I on my own I can save myself from guna. On your own you will never be able to save yourself from even the smallest guna. It's only when Allah protects you and Allah's ismat. And how to get this ismat? Allah has put the means of it. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wabtaghu ilayhi alwasila. Seek a wasila, a means. And la hawla wa la quwwata is a very strong wasila. And a person becomes shibaat to a sheikh. The sheikh is the teacher, the guide. He is a very strong wasila. But we don't feel the need. We feel I'm sufficient myself. And that is why we are not making progress. We want to stay away from guna, but we're just not getting there. How many of us, we feel bad? My anger is not under control. My eyes are not under control. My fajr, I'm lazy. I want to make the hajjah, but I just can't get up. I haven't got the power, I haven't got the wealth. It's only when Allah will give it to you. So you have to make that connection with Allah. Like there is a shop that have got the sole rights for selling that franchise of it. You want it, you'll have to go to the shop. You can't get it anywhere else. That's the only way they place they selling that product. You haven't got it anywhere else. So the franchise of good deeds, Allah has kept in His hands. When he of saving oneself from guna, that ismat is in Allah Ta'ala's hand. And for this reason, our beloved and great Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahumullah Ta'ala, says the truthfulness of Islam is of the many proofs. One of it, that in the answer of adhan, when the muadzin says hayya ala salah, and hayya ala falah, logically we should say labbaik. I'm come for namaz, yes I'm coming, I'm ready, I'm coming. But that's not the answer in the hadith. The answer is la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, that a person admits that I cannot manage it on my own, Allah help me. And I cannot come to namaz illa but by the help of Allah. And how many of us, perhaps all of us, we have experienced it. For example, Fajr time, we even made wuzu finish at home. We even made sunnats at home. We are about to leave the house and there the stomach starts working. Now you have to say, I won't manage. You can see it's an urgent call. And the toilet, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, is that jail for which there is no bail. You can't pay bail when you have to go toilet and there is nobody in your place that you can put. What you call that? Somebody in your place? A representative, a locum. You can't even get a locum. If to get toilet, you have to go yourself. And as long as the toilet detains you, you'll have to stay there. Sometimes you finish in, not a big problem, 1 minute, 2 minutes is simple. But sometimes the urine drops just not stopping. Or you finish make istinja, again your stomach starts working again. Again you have to wait till you are finished. Again you finished everything, again something comes out a little bit. So as long as the toilet wants to detain you, it will keep you in there. And that's a jail for which there is no bail. So you are everything ready. You may be the imam also, but you are not there today. You were coming 15 minutes earlier, but the toilet kept you half an hour, detained you. You can't come. Many other things. Sometimes you're sitting in the first saf. Sometimes from namaz, you have to get up and you have to go out. While namaz is carrying on, we see people sometimes, they have to go to the toilet. So it's only by Allah's help. So that yaqeen, effort we have to make, we are responsible for the full effort. Now we must not make it a scapegoat and say that, well, I commit guna, Allah didn't save me, so I'm committing guna. I'm not doing good deeds, Allah didn't save me, give me tawfiq, so I'm not doing. No, we are responsible for the effort. And the full effort must be from our side. But the yaqeen must be, that's only from Allah. And that we realize in everything. In business, nobody sits at home, sleeps all day, and say, rozi is in Allah's hands. If He gives rozi, I will get rozi. No, there we make the full effort. And then with that, to make the effort, the sabab is sunnat, which is Muhammadur Rasulullah. And the yaqeen, la ilaha illallah. That's only Allah is the doer. And if a person does get this proper yaqeen, no pride will come. No matter what great work he did, you know it was Allah's tawfiq. He saved himself from a terrible guna. Like Yusuf alayhi salam, what an opportunity of guna. He saved himself. وَمَا أُبَرِّيُ نَفْسِي إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Only whom Allah makes rahma on. I didn't save myself. It was Allah's rahmat. At that time, at that place, Allah saved me. That is how I got. So, la hawla wa la quwwata. This is the meaning of it. And then, in the explanation in the hadith comes, when a banda, a slave of Allah Ta'ala on the farsh, on the earth says, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Allah Rabbul Izzat on the arsh says, aslama abdi wastaslama. In reply, so we don't realize it. And if a person becomes, gets the knowledge and becomes conscious that I'm reading my wazifa, third kalima, 100 times I'm reading it, in which there is la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, or only la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, and with this yaqeen that at this moment Allah is saying, aslama abdi, my banda, my slave is saying, he has saved himself, aslama abdi wastas. And then the meaning of aslama abdi was taslama, the shurrah of hadith have given it, hey, abdi in qada wa taraka al-inada, that my banda has become obedient now and he has given up disobedience. That is the meaning really of la hawla, that aslama and aslama abdi in qada wa taraka al-inada. And then it comes in the commentaries of the hadith that a person read this and immediately he's not going to be saved of guna. But when he read it, and the malaika, they look up to Allah Ta'ala with a questioning look, that, oh Allah, you have announced that my banda has saved himself, he has become obedient, he has now become right. Like many people, we get regular emails of our murids, they say, I want to give up my bad life, I want to change my life. Everyone has this desire. So by saying aslama, abdi, Abdullah is saying my banda has now changed his life. But he's still involved in some guna. So Allah's ghairat, ghairat is that feeling which a husband, for example, has over his wife, that no other man must see her, she mustn't be involved with anyone, that is called ghairat. So Allah's ghairat comes in josh, that I said he saved him from guna and he's now still committing guna, then Allah puts his protection. Now this person wants to commit guna, but Allah saves himself. For example, he has made arrangement to go and make some guna, he's going to the casino, he's going to whatever. On the way, Allah makes it, he gets a puncture. And now his whole plans are thwarted. Anything else, Allah will make something that will go wrong. Which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains, that for example, your child likes to eat sand. Little children like to eat sand. So the mother told the father that concrete our whole yard. Put tiles down. The sand here, my child is eating, very bad for his health. Concrete the whole place. So now the father concrete the whole place. The children are also just like crooks, everyone one step ahead. So the neighbor's friend who comes and play with this child here, this child tells me, tomorrow you must bring sand in your pockets. Now the mother catches up, oh, now they're doing this trick here. He's bringing sand in his pocket. So now the mother, when the child comes, she put customs there. First she checks him up, you haven't brought sand or anything. So like that, Allah will check up. Allah will protect her. Our planning will still do, but Allah's protection will be there. So aslama abdi wastaslama. My banda has inqada abdi wa taraka al-inad. He has now become obedient and he has given up disobedience. Wastaslama ay abdi aslama abdi in wafawwada sa'ira umur al-kainat ila Allah Azza wa Jalla. He has handed over all his matters, right from the roots, over to Allah Ta'ala. And now you have put it, and in fact we should try and make a habit every night when we go to sleep or at any time, that, oh Allah, all my matters, the matters of the whole ummah, I'm putting it in your amanat. I'm handing it over to you. If Allah takes over your matters, and you beg Allah, all my matters, you handle my matters. Then what worries you got? Like if you got a very good lawyer and you give him to transfer your house or whatever work, and he's a good lawyer, you don't have to find out from him how far is the work. He will inform you all the time that we are at this stage, we are waiting for this, we're waiting for one signature, whatever it is. And Allah, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal wakil, ni'mal nasir. Allah is the greatest, the best wakil, the best helper, the best one that you can hand over your matters. So if you hand over your matters to Allah, then Allah takes over your matters, you become free then. You don't, like we say, people say also, don't speak to me, speak to my lawyer. So when you gave your matters to your good lawyer, you say, you don't speak to me, speak to, so Allah is your lawyer. You have handed your matters over to Allah. What worry have you got? What a great wazifa. And what we use it for? When we see a pig. Because we don't know the value. If we know this, it will be common on our tongue. We will read commonly, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Mi'raj, he met Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam also. And on that occasion, Nabi Kareem, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, told Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, give my salams to your ummah. The ulama say when we hear this hadith, we should give jawab, alayhim wa alaykum as-salam. And we should at the same time realize which ummat is this. That Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam sent ummat, sent salams for us. And there is no doubt, what a great Nabi. And he has sent salams for us. We should realize our value. Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, never made bayan in his life. One time in Multan in India, they somehow cornered Hazrat, they got him, and they made all the arrangement, mic and all the big announcement. And Hazrat came, it was speaking to the students, so he said, "Eh, Maulviyo, apni qadar samjo." That was all the bayah. But how much in that? Realize who you are. That you're a student of deen, you're a Maulvi, you're a Muslim, you're the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Realize who you are. So anyway, and then also see who brought the salam. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If some our great uzur, some great person who have great feeling, he sends salam, and he sends it with somebody like that also. And then from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time till today, who brought the salam to us? All the muhaddithin. Who were great people? Make qadr of them also. Otherwise, if this hadith was cut off somewhere, we shouldn't have known of it today. That today, where are we? Here in Mackenzie Park. And 1400 years away from Nabuwat. And we've got this hadith. So we got the salams were given. So then, and then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also said, tell your ummah another message. That Jannat ek chatiyal maidan hai. It's an open ground. There is nothing in Jannat. By Iman, we will get Jannat. By our Amal, we will get the ni'mats of Jannat. How much of our Amal we had? For example, this year is Gharz, is a plant, a tree of the trees of Jannat. La hawla wa la. Like that, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. For example, we give in a masjid, only the amount of one brick or one window. In return, Allah will build a palace for us in Jannat. مَنْ بَنَى لِي بَيْتًا فِي بَنَى اللَّهُ لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Doesn't mean you have to build a masjid with your own hands. Doesn't mean you have to give all the money for the masjid. Allah is that kind being. You gave one brick, one musalla money, one tap money, Allah gives you a whole palace in Jannat in return. So these are the palaces, these amal will be all the enjoyments of Jannat. People are having argument, two people are fighting, one person knows he's on the right, but for Allah's pleasure, he gives in. Doesn't matter, all right, you're right. It's okay, no argument. Allah builds a palace for him in the middle of, in the heights of Jannah. Allah builds a palace for him. So our amal. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, inform your ummah that this is one of the major, our building of our Jannah. So So who would like to go into a blank Jannat, open, no buildings there, no trees there, no gardens what we hear, no mansions? That we have to build with our amal. And in that also there is a lot of detail. Our niyat must be correct also. Then the action must, the masalas must be correct also. If somebody came and read Asr Namaz with sincerity now, but he didn't make wudu, or he didn't know the masalas of wudu, and he'd be making namaz without wudu, or masalas must also be correct. So this is this great treasure which Allah Ta'ala has given us. In the riwayat of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, it is a cure for 99 diseases. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Cure for 99 diseases. The lowest of which is poverty. That a person won't have, for poverty won't come to that person. And in another hadith, it comes, it is the cure for 70 diseases. And the lowest of which is depression. That you won't get depression. So, so valuable. And it has come, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, tell your ummah to read it in abundance. Abundance in Arabic, and according to Arabs, is usually 70. Like we say, I told you 1,000 times. I told you 1,000,000 times. Doesn't mean literally 1,000 or 1,000,000. I told you so many times. And Allah Ta'ala, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, multiplies good deeds by 10. So if we read it 10, if we read it 70 times, if we 70, that we have read it in abundance. And we read it 7 times, and Allah will multiply it by 10, is 700, is 70. So we read it in abundance, if we just read it 7 times. So every day we should try and make a habit of reading La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah 7 times. In one riwayat it comes, the full version, Wala Malja, Wala La Malja, Wala Manja Amin Allah illa ilay. The seventh time we can add that also. So we should try and read this. It's a cure of all our diseases. And a person's complete, how many mashayikh made the complete islah of their murids only with la hawla wa la, when Allah himself declares, I've saved him from guna. And he's going, I say, and I gave him the power to do good deeds. That is what is islah. That is all what is a shaykh for, and what the tasawwuf is. That ability which is within us. Otherwise Allah should never give us the command to stay away from guna. We can stay away. And to do good, we can. Allah has put that ability in us. But the shaykh only, it has become rusted, that ability. He only makes it alive again. And then a person starts doing good, stays away from guna. And the way we fool ourselves, I can do it on my own. I don't need a shaykh in my life. Why must I become, going to give my hands and humble my, I can do it. But we see we're failing our whole life. No, we're not coming right. When a person will do this and he'll choose the correct means, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala, then he will see, he will be surprised himself, gunas which he thought I will never be able to save myself from, Allah will say. Things that he thought I can never do, making tahajjud namaz, keeping rozas, oh, it's beyond me. How can I manage all this? You'll see it becomes child's play for him. So easy Allah will make it. Allah has given us the means. It's up to us to use it. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.